Welcome to the Next Steps Bible Reading Podcast. This is the book of Philemon today. So you can start at the end of Revelation, work your way back till you find the bigger book of Hebrews, and then the next book back is Philemon. It's just one chapter, very short. I will talk a little bit about it, read through it, give some applicational thoughts at the end, and then close in prayer, and I want to encourage you to do that right along with me. Let's begin with prayer. Father, thank you for your word, and thank you for this book of Philemon, the small book that we don't go to very often. So I pray that you help us understand what we're to learn from here and how to apply it to our lives today. In Jesus' name, amen. So there was a guy named Onesimus that Paul used to deliver letters such as to Colossians and Ephesians. And here he's writing to to a wealthy Colossian named Philemon, whose slave was Onesimus. So that's what this letter is about, and we will see it more closely now. Begin in verse 1. Paul, a prisoner of Christ Jesus, and Timothy, our brother, to Philemon, our dear friend and fellow worker, also to Apphia, our sister, and Archippus, our fellow soldier, and to the church that meets in your home, grace and peace to you from God our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ. I always thank my God as I remember you in my prayers, because I hear about your love for all his holy people and your faith in the Lord Jesus. I pray that your partnership with us in the faith may be effective in deepening your understanding of every good thing we share for the sake of Christ. Your love has given me great joy and encouragement because you, brother, have refreshed the hearts of the Lord's people. So he begins, as he does in many of his letters, with greetings to different people that they would know, as well as a general introduction of thankfulness for them and maybe something good they have done in the past. Verse 8. Therefore, although in Christ I could be bold and order you to do what you ought to do, yet I prefer to appeal to you on the basis of love. It is as none other than Paul, an old man and now also a prisoner of Christ Jesus, that I appeal to you for my son Onesimus, who became my son while I was in chains. Formerly, he was, by the way, he doesn't mean physical son through blood. He means a spiritual son. Verse 11, formerly he was useless to you, but now he has become useful both to you and to me. I am sending him, who is my very heart, back to you. I would have liked to keep him with me so that he could take your place in helping me while I am in chains for the gospel. But I did not want to do anything without your consent, so that any favor you do would not be seen forced, but would be voluntary. Perhaps the reason he was separated from you for a little while was that you might have him back forever, no longer as a slave, but better than a slave, as a dear brother. He's very dear to me, but even dearer to you, both as a fellow man and as a brother in the Lord. So if you consider me a partner, welcome him as you would welcome me. If he has done you any wrong or owes you anything, charge it to me. Verse 19, I, Paul, am writing this with my own hand. I will pay it back, not to mention that you owe me your very self. I do wish, brother, that I may have some benefit from you in the Lord. Refresh my heart in Christ. Confident of your obedience, I write to you, knowing that you will do even more than I ask. And one more thing, prepare a guest room for me because I hope to be restored to you in answer to your prayers. Epaphras, my fellow prisoner in Christ Jesus, sends you greetings, and so do Mark, Aristarchus, Demas, and Luke, my fellow workers. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. So what may have happened is Onesimus may have run away, and then he comes to know Christ under the care of Paul. Now Paul's sending him back to Philemon, who owns Onesimus, and asking him to treat him as a brother in the Lord, asking him to forgive him, asking him to keep in mind that Paul not only has a good relationship with Onesimus and with Philemon, but also Paul is coming to visit. So there's a little pressure there, but he wants him to do it for the right reasons. And that's it. That's the end of Philemon. That's the end of the reading. So what do we take from this, especially if we're not in a situation of having slaves or overseeing slaves? I think there definitely can be an application to employers and employees. But I tell you, what comes across to me for application for me today is just the attitude that Paul asks Philemon to have toward Onesimus, which really should be the attitude we have toward anyone, especially those maybe who have wronged us. And that is to show love, to show forgiveness, to treat them as a brother and sister in Christ, especially if we're talking about a fellow believer here, to realize that's the right thing to do. That's the Christ-like thing to do. So I want to focus on, what about for me? What about other brothers and sisters in Christ who have let me down? How will I treat them? How will I think about them? How will I pray for them? And if they ever do come back and try to get in relationship with me, will I be Christ-like to them? And that's what I'm going to take away from this today. What about you? Father, thank you for your word, for this little book, Father, in Philemon. I pray that you would help me, Father, to treat people as Paul was asking Philemon to treat Onesimus. Even people who have hurt me, Father, have walked away from relationship or who are just causing problems at times in relationship. Help me to treat them as you treat me, as your son treats me. Help me to be Christ-like with love and forgiveness. And especially to a brother and sister in Christ, Father, help me to treat them as such. And may you be pleased with my responses. In Jesus' name, amen.